Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is table. T-A-B-L-E.
Oh, I thought it was pronounced table. Really?
You bet your life.
Oh, that's awesome.
More than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only... Groucho!
Land sakes, that's me, Groucho Marx. Well, here I am again with $2,500 for one of our couples.
Groucho, just before we went on the air, we asked for married couples to volunteer, and here come the two that were chosen, Dr. and Mrs. Lloyd Ely. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. I'd like to find that around the house. Dr. and Mrs. Lloyd Ely, eh? Well, the baseball season hasn't started yet, but I see the Giants are with us. Lloyd, which one is Lloyd?
This is Lloyd. I'm Lloyd.
Oh. How tall are you?
About 6 feet 3 inches in my socks, my stockings.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Eli, is that the way you pronounce it?
Ely.
Ely, yeah. You look even taller. How tall are you?
I'm about 6'5" with shoes.
Oh, well, that's marriage for you. She wears shoes and he goes around in stocking feet. How much you weigh, Doc?
About 240.
Is that with or without shoes?
Doesn't much matter.
Well, Mrs. Ely, what's your first name? I can't keep calling you Mrs. Ely.
Ann's fine.
Ann? Mm-hmm. So you're not Ann Sheridan, huh?
Oh, no.
Ann Sheridan. You look like her. You sure you're not Ann Sheridan?
Ann Sheridan's a redhead, and I don't believe she's 6'5" with shoes on, and I think you're flattering me.
I don't think so. Have you ever been a redhead?
No, I've been a blonde for about 16 years.
How old are you?
26.
Now, Doc, are you a dog doctor or a horse doctor? And if you're a horse doctor, what do you hear from Mare Island?
Well, I'm not a horse doctor. I'm a resident physician in internal medicine at Wandsworth.
You mean you just take care of residences?
No, not exactly. Veterans. It's a veterans hospital.
Oh. You're pretty young to be in a veterans hospital, aren't you?
Well, you have a point.
Yes, I have. It's right on top of my head. How do you like keeping house for a doctor, Ann? Do you find it exciting?
I don't keep house. I, too, am a resident physician at Wadsworth Veterans Hospital.
You're both doctors? Say, this is an amazing medical discovery.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 500 pounds of doctors staring down my throat. You work in a hospital, too, huh?
Yes, I do.
Well, one good intern deserves another. How long have you two been married? I presume you are married.
4 years and 8 months.
Mm-hmm. When did you meet old Sawbones here, Ann?
Met him in the first year of medical, when I was a medic.
Did you shake him well before taking him? Tell us about it. Was it love at first sight?
I didn't think too much of him when I first met him.
Thought he was just another pill, eh? Not even sugar-coated. What was the matter with him when you first met him that you changed your opinion of him?
Well, we were working over adjacent cadavers, and he asked me for a date.
What's it? You were working over what?
Adjacent cadavers.
What a lovely name for a summer resort. Spending a weekend at adjacent cadavers. Wish you were here. Well, was it easy to distinguish him from the cadaver?
Not at first.
Not at first, huh? He was fairly quiet, huh? And what happened?
We were working...
How did you know whose hand you were holding?
At any rate, he asked me for a date at one of the fraternity balls, and I thought it was a bit late, and I didn't like the way he asked me.
How did he ask?
I thought it was a last resort.
Well, that's the summer resort, I guess. Doc, that's you, Lloyd. How is your bedside manner? For example, how do you cheer up a patient?
Well, try to reassure them, explain the disease that they have, what they can look forward to in the future, and try to make them as happy as possible.
Do you ever tell them jokes?
Well, rarely. Rarely. My stock isn't too good.
Well, do you have any rib ticklers at all? That, I'm always in the market for a real corker, you know.
Well, I have a few.
Could you knock one off here?
Well, I occasionally tell the one about seeing a man in the hospital hall who was hopping up and down on one foot. And I asked him, what was the trouble? And he told me, well, I saw my doctor the other day. He told me to take pills for 2 days and then skip a day.
And do any of the patients recover from that joke?
Only a few.
Seems to me that's worse than giving him an appendectomy. But what are your plans for the future, Lloyd? Will Anne retire and take up housekeeping as a career?
No.
Housewifing?
We plan to set up an office together.
Oh, that's nice. Well, how are you going to decide who gets the patients?
Well, we'll probably divide them.
I had no idea you were both taking surgery. They don't bother splitting fees. They just split the patient. Well, you're a charming and interesting couple. And, Doc, if she ever gets mad and sticks her tongue out at you, be sure to send her a bill.
I'll do that.
Now, in just 1 minute, you're going to play Bet Your Life for a chance at the $2,500 question. Now, right now, I want you to listen to these words of importance.
It's the talk of the nation. It's now at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. America's most spectacular new car. The new DeSoto Fire Dome 8, with a revolutionary new Fire Dome V8 engine, 160 horsepower. Thanks to its dome-shaped combustion chambers, you get more power from every drop of gas, more power using less gasoline, and regular gasoline at that. That DeSoto Fire Dome V8 engine gives you surging power and acceleration in all speed ranges, power with smoothness never before achieved. The new DeSoto also brings you sensational power steering that lets you turn the wheels with one finger, even when the car is at a standstill. Add in the sleek lines of DeSoto's new air vent hood, new safer power brakes, and a host of other great features, and you have America's most talked about new car, the new 160 horsepower DeSoto Fire Dome 8. Go to your DeSoto Plymouth dealers tomorrow. See and drive this great new car, the 160 horsepower DeSoto Fire Dome 8.
All right, now let's see how you work together as a team. George, explain the rules.
You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions, and the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $2,500 DeSoto Plymouth question later in the show.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected sciences ending in ology as your category. Here's your first question. How much of the 20 will you bet?
1950.
What is the science called that deals with the structure of the earth?
Geology.
Geology is right.
Well, you're on your way. You have $39.50.
Remember, you're going for $2,500 tonight. How much of your $39.50 will you risk now?
$39.
What is the science called that deals with the skin?
Dermatology.
That's true.
You've now climbed to $78.50.
And here's your third question. How much of this vast loot will you bet this time?
78.
Oh, all right. 78.
What is the science called that deals with human behavior?
Psychology.
Psychology is right. How do you spell it, Doc?
P-S-Y-C-H-O-L-O-G-Y.
Say, that's right good, huh?
You now have $156.50.
I thought that was physio-wally school. You have $156.50, and how much of this are you going to try this time?
All of it.
All right, what is the science called that deals with ancient things and relics of early races of mankind?
Archaeology. Paleontology.
One answer now.
You think it's paleontology?
Come on, kids. Time's a wasting.
Archaeology.
Archaeology is right. You're pretty alive.
She talked him out of it, too.
You wind up with $313.
Well, thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Thank you.
Lovely luck.
We have a couple of young people for you now, Groucho. They were chosen from our studio audience just before we went on the air. I'd like you to meet Mrs. Perry Ann Webb and Mr. Herman G. Smith. Folks, would you come in here, please, and meet Groucho Marx?
Well, welcome, kids, to your best of life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. Let's see, Herman G. Smith and Mrs. Perry Ann Webb, is that
Perry
right?
Ann Webb.
Perry Ann Webb, eh?
How old are you, Herman?
35.
35, huh? And where are you from?
Born in above an undertaker's parlor in Dillon, Montana.
You didn't happen to meet two cadavers there, did you?
Yeah, that's my mother.
Where were you born? In Montana?
Dillon, Montana.
Uh-huh. Is that a cowboy town? A mining town?
I believe it's a mining town.
Oh, it's been quite some time since you were there.
Yes.
How long?
35 years.
You left the day you were born?
3 days later.
You learned to walk quickly, didn't you? What sort of work do you do?
It's a little bit difficult to tell you. I'm in between jobs. I worked for the Red Cross for 16 years, and now I'm making a change.
You going with the Blue Cross now?
No. I'm going to private enterprise, Long Beach Amusement Company.
That's what we need, more private enterprise.
Enterprise.
This is a Hoover man, I can tell that. Mrs. Perahan Webb.
Webb.
You're the housewife?
Yes, I am.
A very attractive one, too.
Thank you very much.
Have you always been this pretty?
Well, I don't remember.
What's your hometown, Perahan?
Istanbul.
Istanbul?
Mm-hmm.
Well, where is that?
In Turkey.
Oh, really? I thought the only thing in Turkey was stuffing. That's not a very good joke, is it?
No.
You don't have to agree quite so quickly, you know. You kind of played around with it for a while. You're married, eh?
Yes, I am.
Unfortunate. Eh? Where did you meet your husband, in Turkey or in America?
In Paris.
Was he a parasite?
No.
Did you like that joke better than the one about the stuffing?
No.
This girl is 100% right. She doesn't like any joke I've said. Well, did you get married in Paris or in Turkey?
In Greece.
Got married in Greece, eh?
Yes.
Out of the frying pan, into the fire.
No.
What does your husband do?
He's in the army.
In the Greek army?
No, in American Army.
Oh, I see. How did you meet your husband, Perahan?
Well, I was in Paris, and we were crossing the street with my friend, and somebody was coming so fast.
He was crossing the street with your friend?
I was crossing the street with
his
my friend? No, with my own friend.
Oh, and he was in Greece?
No, in Paris.
Oh.
I was in Paris, and he was in Paris, too,
He was in Paris?
Yes.
Eh? Oh, I see.
And then after, I was crossing the street, and somebody was coming so fast, and he put the brake, and he went, whoosh!
He was in the car?
Yes, he was driving the car.
Oh. And this was an army car?
No, he was his own car.
Oh.
Yes.
So he put the brakes on real fast?
Uh-huh.
And?
And then after, I scared, of course, and my friend also
you are?
Scared. I you, scared very much.
You were scared?
Yes,
why?
I was
did
scared.
Did he look so horrible? Or?
Well, we almost got killed.
Oh.
And then after he got out from the car, he said, I'm sure I didn't mean to kill you, but I can't take you where you go.
I didn't mean to kill you, but I'd like to have another go at it.
And then after I said, okay, take us home. And we ride the car.
And you make
and
a practice of getting in cars with strange men and driving around Paris?
Well, it's not so bad.
I hope you've broken that habit, have you?
No, I didn't.
You mean every time you cross the street and somebody stops their car, you hop in and go away?
Oh, no.
Just
no.
Occasionally, yeah?
Sometimes.
When do you plan on crossing the street again? Let's talk about your romance a little more. Now, you say you met your husband in Paris.
Yes.
How could you marry him in Greece? Didn't you catch him until then?
Well, I went to Greece. I used to go very often to Greece.
You used to go where?
To visit my friend. To Greece.
You used to go to Greece?
Yes, very
Salonika?
Often. No, Athens.
What did your husband say when he asked you to marry him? Do you remember?
Yes, he came and he said, "Who is those guys?" Well, I said, "They are my friend." And then after, he said, "Please don't go with them out." I said, "Why? I like to have a couple of friends. I go out, I have fun. I don't have anything serious with any of you," I said. Oh, he said, "Please don't talk like this. You know how much you mean to me, and I want to marry you." And then after, I said, "If I can't say yes, unless if you go and ask my mother first."
You mean you gave your mother first crack at this guy? They do things different in Athens. Now, where were the Romans while this was going on? Were they at the gates? Well, what happened then?
And then after I wrote, "Dear mother, I said, this guy is a nice guy and he wants to marry me. What do you think about it?"
What'd your mother say? Did she say yes?
No.
She said no?
Yes.
She said you changed her mind in a hurry. Well, I've enjoyed talking to you two. And if you want to enjoy something, you take a ride in the new DeSoto Fire Dome 8. You'd be crazy about it.
Okay.
Now you're going to play your bet your life. You beat our other couples, and you'll get a chance at the $2,500 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
Our two doctors won $313, and the secret word is table.
Let's see how high I can build you $20. You get four questions. All of these questions can be answered by pronouncing a single letter of the alphabet. Now, here's your first question. How much will you bet? And talk real loud. And talk it over between.
1950.
Okay, 1950. 1950, yeah? All right, give me the name of an insect that can be answered with one letter.
Flea? That's more than one.
Bee.
Bee.
All right, well, that's too bad. The big money, anyhow, is the $2,500. You have 50 cents left. How much of this will you bet on your second question? How much are you going to bet?
All of it.
All of it.
All of it? All right. What do you call the rod or stick used in billiards?
Q.
Q is right. All right, now you've got a dollar. How much of this are you going to bet this time?
All of it.
All of it. What is the letter that is an abbreviation for a national club for young men and women?
Why?
Y is right. How could you miss the first one?
Me.
Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the $2 are you going to bet?
All of it.
All of it. Give me the name of a bird that can be answered with one letter of the alphabet. Take a stab if you don't know.
What?
Nothing?
Nothing.
Jay.
Jay bird.
Blue jay.
They went broke, Roger.
It's a corn plaster. All right, well, we can't let you leave here. Well, how much have they got, $2?
Nothing.
Nothing. Well, I'm going to give you one question. You get it right, and you'll win $25. You ready?
Ready.
What color is the White House?
Happens to be white.
White is absolutely right. Say that, kid.
Just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected a couple of young people. They're single. Groucho, I want you to meet them. They're Miss Mary Lou Schwartz, Mr. Michael McGeon. Come on in here and meet Groucho Marx. Right there.
Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealer. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. Miss Marilyn Schwartz, huh?
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou Schwartz, huh? And Mr. Michael McGeon?
That's very good.
It is, huh? How old are you, Mary Lou? That's a blunt question. I expect a blunt answer.
24.
24, huh? Well, you were a very young-looking 24. I thought you were about 23. I understand you're not married. Am I right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you engaged?
No.
How old are you, Mike?
I'm 30.
30? Well, that's the... And you're not married?
No.
Well, don't get any wrong ideas about Mary Lou here.
I'm not.
I'll thank you to go out and find your own girls. Are you interested in matrimony, Mary?
Yes, I could be. Mm-hmm.
This is leap year, you know. Have you made any plans to do any leaping?
No.
And why are you wearing your third finger on your left hand? No answer. Well, let's find out something about you two. You two may be more compatible than you realize. And Lloyd's will give you 8 to 5. This boy doesn't leave this program single here tonight. What sort of work do you do, Mike?
I'm a landscape architect.
Just what is a landscape architect?
Well, a landscape architect is probably a man who designs, develops, and supervises outdoor space for human use and enjoyment. To the average homeowner, it means maybe...
It means about $3,000.
Well, that's a good price. Yeah. It really means designing... To a homeowner, it means designing a garden.
Mm-hmm. In other words, you're a gardener. Well, why didn't you say that?
Well, I beg your pardon. I'm not a gardener. A gardener couldn't perform my job any better than an usher could perform your job.
Not so loud. There are 6 ushers out there, and 4 of them have their own program. And the other 2 have their eye on this job. Well, I originally started out thinking I could get you 2 together, but it seems like I'll have to resort to trickery. I'll bet you 12 roses, Mary Lou, against your phone number, that I can get you to propose to Mike here. You want to bet?
Huh? I'll bet you can't.
We'll see. I'll give you a little practice quiz. Huh? Now, wait a minute now. Let me think. What do you call the document disposing of a person's property at death?
Will.
Okay. Now, what do you call a female sheep?
You.
Oh, am I sucking her in here? Now, think hard, Mary Lou. Who was the little girl who had a little lamb?
Mary.
Now, what have you got so far?
Will you marry?
This is a cinch. One more question now. Think now, Mary. What is the third note in the scale?
Fa.
Why, you scoundrel, you, huh? Why, Mary, it's supposed to be me. Your scale is even crookeder than the one in the butcher uses. Well, you're going to play your bet your life. You beat our other couples, and you get a chance at the $2,500 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
The two doctors still lead with $313.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected names of states. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
19.
Nicknames of states. Oh, I beg your pardon.
19?
Nicknames of states.
19.
All right, what state is nicknamed the Sunflower State?
Kansas.
Kansas is right.
Ooh. You're on your way. You have $39.
Remember, you're going for $2,500 tonight. Now, how much of the $39 will you bet on your second question?
39, you say?
You don't have to kiss her. Just tell her what it is.
$38,
huh? All right, what state is named the Show Me State?
Missouri.
Missouri is right.
You now have $77.
Here's the third question. How much will you bet?
What'd you say?
75.
Okay. Talk over.
75.
75.
She
all
chooses.
Right. What state is nicknamed the Hoosier State?
Indiana.
Climbed to $152.
And here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the $152 are you going to try?
150.
150. What state is nicknamed the Buckeye State?
Ohio.
Ohio is right. Well, I'm going to give him a big kiss.
And you wind up with $302.
This is killing me for the roses tomorrow. You know?
And that means that our two doctors with $313 in just 1 minute get a chance at the $2,500 DeSoto Plymouth question. Don't let another day go by. Now is the time to get your car ready for spring. But remember, don't take it just anywhere. Take it tomorrow to your DeSoto Plymouth dealers and ask for a springtime live-action tune-up. Here, expert mechanics will go over the engine of your car, adjusting carburetor, distributor, and timing, checking your car's electrical system after the heavy load of winter. They'll check the cooling system and put it in shape for the extra miles of warmer weather driving. And they'll see to it that your car is properly lubricated to factory specifications. You'll drive out in a far peppier car, ready for thousands and thousands of miles of trouble-free economical operation. And remember, too, the service at a DeSoto Plymouth dealer's is prompt. The price is fair. So drive in for that springtime live-action tune-up tomorrow. You owe it to your car. You owe it to yourself, for this can mean a summer of happy driving and trouble-free operation for your car. Just look for the famous sign of better service, the friendly sign of a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. And here comes
he's
the two doctors.
He's real George.
The winning couple, all set for the DeSoto Plymouth $2,500 question.
All right, here we go for $2,500. And if you lose this money, you can go home tonight and at least you'll know what to take in the way of medicine. However, I'm not rooting for you to lose. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully and please no help from the audience. Here it is. One of the sights of London is the famous waxworks, where celebrities of all kinds are displayed as wax figures. For $2,500, what is the name of this world-famous oddity? Talk it over. What is the answer you two have decided upon?
Chase's waxworks.
No, I'm sorry. It's Madame Tussaud's waxwork. Yeah. It's a very famous museum. That's the correct answer. So that means the big question next week will be worth $3,000. Well, you lost the big money, but how much did they win in the quiz, George?
$313 in the quiz.
Well, congratulations and thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at the same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $3,000. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks. Remember, be the DeSoto 508. Tomorrow!
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Good drivers drive safe cars. So wise up, check up, fix up. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell. Directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.